16 minutes after 8 a.m. on your Wednesday morning. And this morning, I am joined with Chief Brian Rafferty from the Holmes Fire District 1 Department here in Millersburg. Welcome back, Chief. You missed last month. Good to have you back.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's
been that long.
No, it seems like it was a while ago, but not that long. It's weird.
The summer has flown by.
I can't believe it's middle of August already.
School starts next week.
Yeah.
And we had the fair already. So let's kind of look back. How did July go first?
Oh, we were very busy. We had 123 calls. Of those, 101 were EMS related. And obviously, everything else was fire related or fire alarm, public service, things like that, smoke detector, installations. So, yeah, it was pretty, we were pretty busy. We're up, I think last time I looked, 100 calls over where we are from last year. And so we're on pace to be close to a record or breaking our record for the year. So, yeah.
That's busy, busy for y'all.
And the August could change. It's like 1 month we're running like crazy, and the next month we're below numbers. So, yeah, it could always change.
But it seems like you've been pretty busy this month so far, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's kept pace, so we're still going strong. Yeah.
And you just got done helping out at the fair last week.
Yeah, it was a great week.
It was perfect. The weather was fantastic.
Yeah, that's hard to believe that there was no rain, or even the thought of rain or the threat of rain wasn't even nowhere near. So that was definitely good and different. So.
I told everybody that we talked about the weather. I said, don't even look at the sky wrong. Like, we've got a fantastic forecast. Don't ruin it.
Yeah, everybody kept saying, like, Tuesday or Wednesday, like, oh, we're not going to get, it doesn't look like rain. I'm like, yeah, you're just asking for it, you know, talking like that.
Right, but we got one of the best weather weeks for the fair ever, so.
Yeah.
That makes it nice for you guys, because you guys have presence at the fair.
Yeah, you know, so we, you know, for us, the week starts out, on Monday morning, we do inspections. We go through the campground, check everybody's campers, everybody, you know, it's more, we want to see their electrical hookup, their water, everything's safe there. You know, everybody's got a grill or a Blackstone. We want to make sure those are in a safe place and everything's secure there.
Not too close.
Yeah, so we just do a quick, we're not going through campers. We're just checking the campsites and just making sure everything looks good there. Then we start going through the buildings. Everything's set up. We want to see, make sure there's no exits blocked or nothing's in front of the fire extinguishers, and everything's set up how it's supposed to be there. Then we do all the food trailers. So they're required to be inspected. You know, we check that their fire extinguishers are up to date. You know, if they have use like propane for their cooking, that those are secured with chains, nothing's going to get knocked over. They're also, you know, they need to have CO detectors in their trailer if they're cooking with like propane, that kind of thing. So we go through all the food trailers, all the buildings. That's Monday morning, and then we have a meeting with fair board, sheriff's office, all of us all meet there in the Baker building and kind of give her game plan of what's going on, where we're at, and everybody's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on Monday and ready
exhausted
to
exhausted by the end of the week.
Yeah, ready to go, and by the end of the week, nobody wants to look at each other. So it's starts out kind of like that, and then that's what we do all through the week. Is, you know, I think I was up there every day, walking around every evening, and it's just making sure all that stuff is staying good in the buildings, you know, because you got all those people in there and all the animals and everything going on. Things get moved around, stuff happens, and it's just, you know, making sure those things are how they're supposed to be, safe.
And I was chatting with you guys while you were checking out some of the interesting, you know, plugins and things like that. And
yes, it can get very creative with extension cords and multi-plugs and how many you can add on to each other and things like that. It's
And that can be.
Yeah, it's a problem, but it's interesting what some people can come up with how to make power extend.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Just keep it going. And you know, some folks may wonder why you guys check in the campgrounds with the power and the Blackstones and grills. But when you have that many things that close, it can be real dangerous real quick.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, if somebody's not being responsible for their stuff, I mean, that's kind of on them, but they're right next to somebody else that wants to be responsible. And then their camper or their stuff is going to get damaged if, you know, this other one that's being a little more reckless. You know, we want to make sure, one, everybody's safe, but everybody's neighbors is safe too as well. So it with the new fairgrounds, everything, it's so much better. There's nice, clean hookups and there's room, and it's so much easier up there than it ever was. So very rarely do we find any issues up there at all. So
yeah. And people are respectful too.
I think I told one person they were getting their new Blackstone out and they had it right up against the camper, and I'm like, yeah, let's move that out about 3 or 5 feet and give yourself a little bit of space till you learn how that works. So everybody, the food trailers, they're all the same, you know.
They know what they're doing.
They got a huge investment. That's their livelihood. They don't mess around with that stuff. And they're all, you know, they get in every town, city they go in. They're all always getting inspected. So yeah, it's pretty easy.
Which is nice.
Yes, definitely.
And can you believe it was the 10-year anniversary of being at Harvest Ridge this year?
That's wild. I mean,
See, I am one of the few that have never been to the old campground at the old fairground at a fair.
Yeah.
I will say that very quietly because I usually get a, what? You were never at the old fair? Yeah. No, I wasn't.
Yeah, I previously did a lot of landscaping and stuff like that. And I know we always went in there and tried to put plants in and mulch in at the old fairgrounds to kind of spruce it up a little bit. And usually it was, you had to move some mud first or dried mud and, you know.
Or try flooded to, out what you did.
Yeah. So it never failed. There was something that was going to be underwater, or it just was prior to the fair. So much nicer up there. And yeah, it is a huge blessing for the community having that up there.
Well, and it's nice to have the newer facilities there updated with all the proper electric hookups for some of these new campers, new vehicles, because they just keep getting bigger, requiring more electricity.
Yeah.
And plugging in the wrong plug and the wrong outlet can be very dangerous and can cause a fire.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, just that, you know, that facility is getting used now year round and there's always something going on up there. So just, you know, having all the things they need in place to hold just about any kind of event, and it's safe, and you know, we don't have to worry about it too much. So that's always good.
That's great. We made it through a busy July right into the Holmes County Fair, and now we're just kicking August, getting ready for the kids to go back to school and start teaching fire safety.
Oh yeah, that'll be coming up in October, and we get stuff planned for that, and which, you know, we did some at the fair for Kids Day Wednesday. We had a big day there at the safety building, and you know, we want to thank Holmes Wayne Electric. They have a Operation Roundup grant that we've got the last couple years that I think we've got about $2,000 from them to provide fire safety material to give out to kids. So that's a big help for us. And, you know, we gave out a lot of items there. There were a lot of kids. So everybody's got some new Frisbees at home and pens and pencils and notepads ready for school. So, yeah, that was a good time.
And it never hurts to slip in a little education in at the fair for them to know
what to do. They get a little bit there, and then they'll see us again in October. We'll go through all the schools and see most of them all again and get a little more detailed. And so, you know, and then we do that every year. And if they learn I mean, that's, you know, we talk about we're the fire department, but we do very little fire. And I think a lot of it is just the fire education and the prevention and people, you know, they know now.
It's working.
It's generational of learning. And so, yeah, it helps a lot.
I feel like you guys do a lot more with the younger children now than when I was a younger children.
Yeah. It's a huge part of our, like I said, October. That is all we're doing is, you know, West homeschools. We do all the Amish parochial schools all through the townships. And that's, like I said, that's our October for sure. And then we have an open house as well that we started last year. We're going to do again this year at the end of Fire Prevention Week. Same thing, just coming in and seeing what all the trucks and how the station's set up and where we live for the day and going through all just another chance to make contact with them and show them a little bit about what we do.
So you'll have all kinds of fun stories come November.
Oh, yeah. Should. we'll survive it and we'll get here. Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a little break and we'll be back more with Chief Brian Rafferty from Fire District 1 on WKLM. We're in the second half of the 8 a.m. hour, and I have Chief Brian Rafferty from Holmes Fire District 1 with me this morning, and we've been catching up from all we missed since the last time he was here, and we were talking about the fair.
Yeah, so I'm sure anybody was up there seeing us or another one of the county fire departments, either at the arena or on down by the safety building. So, you know, I want to thank all our other departments here in the county, you know, Prairie Township and Holmesville, Kilbuck, Richland Township and Glenmont, Western Holmes Fire District, East Holmes Fire District, and Winesburg. They help us with, you know, the events at the arena. Most of them, they have to have an ambulance there, an EMS crew. Yeah, so they got to have an EMS crew there for the event to happen. So, you know, the county departments all step up and offer an evening that they'll cover either at the arena, or we'll put a squad also down by the safety building from about 5:30 in the evening till the end of the event. And that way, if, you know, something happens up at the event, that squad's got to take somebody, you know, right away. The squad is down by the safety building, cause then they can move up. The event keeps going, you know, and then if District 1, if we're not up there, we'll come up, cover the grounds, and just kind of keep that rotation until that squad can come back. And then, you know, any of the nights with some type of, you know, the demolition derby, the monster truck, the rough truck, anything motorsports like that in a vehicle, there's a chance of fire, entrapment. You know, we have a rescue truck up there to provide fire protection, extrication if needed. And so they'll send a rescue crew. All our neighboring departments help with that. So that's a huge help for us. There's no way we could cover every night all the areas and keep doing our regular calls, you know, not at the fair. So we really appreciate all their help with that.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, definitely. And it's, you know, it's the Holmes County Fair. It's not just Millersburg Fair. It's for the whole county. So we like to get them involved and be able to, you know, be present there and help with it. And, you know, also, you know, thank Holmes County EMA, Jason and Jordan. There's a lot that goes into it ahead of time. We work on, you know, kind of our pre-plan and our EOP, the emergency operations procedure. You know, if there's weather, if there's, you know, a threat or there's a fire, any of those things, you know, we work on ahead of time. They work, Jason's up there a lot. So it's always, you know, we're always in communication of each day, what's going on. We have any issues, you know, if there's weather before, we've always worked together, we're watching the weather. Hey, do we need to shut this down? Do we need to start thinking about evacuation? I know it was a year ago, 2 years ago, we had kind of a tornado warning in the area. So, their help. It's all teamwork. Yeah, it's everybody has their part, and the same with the fair board. We were talking about how everybody's ready to go on Monday, but I think about just the little part that we have, and it can be exhausting by the end of the week. And they're there, obviously, way before the fair happens. They're every day, morning until night, and there's a lot that goes into it that I don't think a lot of people realize. And, they do the best they can. And, I see people complain that there's not this, or it should be this, or it should be bigger. Yeah, there's an opportunity for you to help. So they put a lot into it, and I think they deserve a little bit of appreciation and recognition for all that they do to put it on and keep it going.
For sure. We've got ourselves a nice little fair here.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like I said, we talked about the improvement of moving up there. I think it's something to be proud of, for sure.
And it was not only a good little fair, a very successful little fair this year.
Yep, definitely.
Record attendance. Yeah, to have no big issues with record attendance.
Yeah, we just had a few medical issues. Toward the end of the week, it was getting hotter and hotter each day. I think that was starting to show its effects for a few people, but nothing. I don't think up at the arena we had any issues. The rodeo, they pretty much, if their arm is hanging off, they are not going to get in that ambulance. They will drag themselves to the hospital if they have to. They are a proud group for sure in the rodeo world.
As it's still attached.
They pretty much have to be unconscious and they still might be mad that you put them in the ambulance, I think.
Just hope you get them to the hospital before they
wake
up.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But yeah, I don't think we had any issues up there, so that's awesome.
That is fantastic. But I think as we wrap up our fair coverage, it kind of leads into, you guys are at the fair, but you're prepared. You have all kinds of trainings, practices, and things that you're coming up upon now to get ready for again and keep yourself prepared.
Yeah, it seems like end of August, September is kind of our testing time. So I think a lot of people realize, all of our equipment has to be tested annually. So we kind of started, we'll probably start, I think, next week with it's pump testing. So all the fire trucks have to get pump tested through independent company comes in, and they make sure that it keeps the pressure like it should. Everything works like it should.
No leaks.
Yeah. So we're testing the hose and everything on the truck. We go down to Lake Buckhorn. They let us get in there and kind of park at the boat ramp there. And we pump some water for a while. I think each truck, it's about an hour for each truck of setting it up, and it has to pump for so long, keep the pressure for so long. So we go through all that, and then it goes into ladder testing. So another company comes in for that. Every ground ladder that's on a truck, plus our aerial truck, ladder 7, the big ladder truck, all has to get tested that it can hold the weight, everything, all the parts work, all the moving parts work. When you watch it, what they put the ladder through, it's like it's not even close to anything we would put it through while we're using it. I think the biggest use out of it is when it gets tested. But all that gets done here soon, and then we do hose testing. So every section of hose has to get tested. It gets pressurized to obviously more than what we would use it as. And we check for that the couplings are good. There's no leaks in the hose. Everything, the gaskets and the connections are there. So everything, we have about 4,000 feet of what we call LDH, large diameter hose. That's what we would hook up to a fire hydrant. It's like bigger yellow hose. All that has to be pressurized and tested, and then all of our what we call a tack line. So that's what we would pull off to take into a house for a fire. So we probably have 6,000 to 7,000 feet of that that's got to be tested. So we will, we have enough that's kind of off the, on our, we call the hose rack. It's ready to go to be, to replace, you know, once we have a fire and have wet, dirty hose, we can put some new clean, dry stuff on. We'll test all that stuff on the rack. Then we will take a truck, completely take all the hose off it, put the stuff that's tested on that truck so the truck's back in service. Then we test everything that came off of it. And then we just, next day, the next truck gets done. And there's about a week there that everybody's just thrilled to come to work and test fire hose. So we kind of hope for a nice cool week for that. But
it's the week everybody wants vacation.
Yeah, yeah. I don't put it out there when we're testing hose. It's just like, oh, it's this week. And we just kind of started. So
they're getting a little bit of a warning here. Yeah,
they know it's in September. So yeah, we just kind of figure out what week it is depending on what else is going on, and we run through all that. So yeah, and that's part of, you know, our air packs, our turnout gear, all that stuff. It's got to be checked every year, and it's just part of, you know, making sure it's work. It's safe for us to use. It's safe for, if we need it for your home or your business or for a rescue, anything like that, it's, yeah, all part of it.
Safety is the name of the game. You're teaching it to the young kids. You got to, you know, do as I do and as I say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, it can be, you know, obviously it's a cost. It's a cost to bring those companies in to test and everything, but to know that it's safe for our firefighters to use, that's very important for us.
There'd be nothing worse than getting to a fire, you know, flames, whoosh, hot heat, you roll the hose out and you go to try to put the fire out and you got water squirting 200 feet down the line because you got a leak in your hose.
And yeah, and that could happen no matter, even if we do test it. But to know that, hey, at least we're going through it, checking it the best we can, and ensuring that it's safe, it's not too old, or, you know, same with the ladders, that parts still move and the locking mechanisms all work, and it's safe to be on. And if there is a rescue, you know, you have two or three people on that ladder, it can take the abuse that it's going to take to do a rescue.
For sure. It's definitely important.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a moment. We've got hometown sports, and then we'll wrap up with Chief Rafferty here in our 8 o'clock hour on WKLM. And we are here one last time with Chief Brian Rafferty from the Holmes Fire District 1. We've been chatting about all the happenings of July, August, and, you know, what to look forward to in September. And there's some, you know, it's not all, you know, work. There is a little fun time with the fire departments in our area.
Yeah, the in Holmesville, Prairie Township Fire Department, they put on the Holmesville Homecoming. That's coming up Saturday, August 23rd. They're at the fire station and near the elementary school. So I think they're having a softball tournament, cornhole. There's obviously the chicken barbecue, kind of what they're famous for. Parade and some music, raffle. I think there's several raffles going on. So I think you can check out their Facebook page. And definitely check that out on August 23rd. And then there's Early American Days, August 30th and 31st. And I know that's more of a community thing, not so much just the fire department, but I know they have a few things going on. They're going to try to do a water barrel fight. If you've ever seen that, it's two, you know, firefighters on each side and a barrel, almost like a keg on a rope. They're going across, and they use the fire hoses to push it to one side or other. So usually
it takes skill.
Yeah, and it can be entertaining at moments. So definitely want to check that out. I'm sure they got some other things going on that weekend. Also, I guess I almost forgot about it, but we do the stair climb for September 11th. I don't have the date yet for when we're going to do that, because I know last year we did it on September 11th, which was a Wednesday, and we did it in the evening rather than in the morning to try to get more people involved. This year it's on a Thursday, and I know there's something going on at the American Hall, I think, that
the Historical
night.
Historical Society has a program.
Yeah, so there's a little bit going on that night already. So we're going to have to look to see if we do it maybe the weekend before or the Saturday after the 11th. That's something we've done. This will be the fourth year for it. We started on the 20th anniversary of September 11th. It's nothing, it's really not even a Holmes Fire District 1 event. It was something myself, Justin Estel, used to be a Millersburg police officer. I think we were kind of coming out of COVID there in 2021, and we're like, oh, we don't have a stair climb here. We just kind of put it out there, seeing who showed up. There was nothing really planned. And we've kind of done the same thing every year. We don't really.
We had a nice little group last year.
Yeah, we had the front steps of the courthouse were full. And like I said, it's kind of just, we don't really have anything, a major event planned around it. We get a time and we meet. And if you want to do one flight of stairs, it's at the courthouse, like I said. If you want to do one round, you want to just sit and watch. You want to, you know, some of the firefighters come and walk in turnout gear and an air pack. It's more just, you know, to remember and, you know, think about what's, you know, we're looking at almost 25 years ago now. There is a Facebook page for that, Holmes County 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb. We'll put that out
soon.
The date, yes, very soon. Because it's apparently almost September.
We're about halfway.
Yeah,
through time.
So we need to get that date out there. Like I said, it's nothing. You don't have to register. There's nothing to it. We want to keep it simple. It's more just the time to reflect and remember, and we try not to make it stressful for ourselves. We want to just be able to go there and do that and honor those that die that day. And but we'll get that date out soon. Like I said, it'll be that week for sure. If it'll be the weekend before or after, that's what we have to decide. But I'd like, the evening one was nice. I think it brought in more people.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to try to compete if there's other things going on right around the same time. And yeah, we may look at a weekend for that this year.
You could really bump up your attendance on a weekend.
Yeah. And we have done it times before. We did it like on the Saturday or the Sunday, and we would do it in the morning at the times that the attacks happened. And I don't know if that, we didn't get a lot out of that or had less people because it was earlier in the morning. We'll kind of have to see. I'd love to see it someday. We have all three staircases at the courthouse with people walking on it. We were close. We were pretty full last year. So yeah, like I said, it'll get better, and we'll hopefully see more people there.
So just get us that information and we'll share for you.
We definitely will.
All right. I think we've shared it all.
I think so.
Well, thank you for joining with me. That was Chief Brian Rafferty from Holmes Fire District 1. Here on WKLM. We're going to take a quick second and we'll be back with Hometown News on WKLM.